This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Moody's Dental. Don't let the coronavirus self-quarantine keep you in dental pain. They're open and ready to get you out of pain. Call 305-821-0231 or visit moodysdental.com.
I was seeing this story yesterday. I was reading about it. And Philip Lindsay is the running back for the Denver Broncos. At 2 o'clock, Mike Kliss is going to stop by and is going to join us. But I saw this story, and in a way, I want it to happen for the Miami Dolphins. And let me explain. Because the Denver Broncos added Melvin Gordon to their team, a two-year deal, and it's a $16 million deal. So he's making $8 per year. And Philip Lindsay is still on his rookie deal. Okay, and Philip Lindsay has played well in his first 2 years. Had a couple injuries. He's a small guy. Had that wrist injury that shortened his season last year. But he got paid $480,000 and $570,000 in his first 2 years. Remember, he's a late round pick. He's making $750,000 this year. All right, so he hasn't gotten a new deal yet. So Mike Kliss of KUSA says he's not prepared to, you know, surrender a starting job. He goes, Melvin's not my enemy, Lindsay said. He's my teammate. He needs to do his job, but best believe I'm going to do my job. And he goes, when camp comes around, it's going to be a battle. I'm not just going to sit there and give somebody the job. They can, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to battle. I've heard this stuff my whole entire life. And it's never panned out. Everybody has wanted it to pan out until somebody proves me wrong. I'm going to continue to do what I do. I feel like I've outplayed my contract, and I deserve to take care of my family too, Lindsay said. But I'm under contract still. So for me, my mindset is to play out my contract. The fact is, nothing has to be done. You can't make anybody do something they don't want to do. As for me, I put pen to paper. I'll be here. I don't know how the contract worked, but I put pen to paper for a certain number of years, and I'm going to play my contract and go from there, okay? So this is where I spin it to the Dolphins, because this is what I love this. I think this was an interesting move by the Broncos. I like Philip Lindsay. I've obviously have a ton of respect for the guy, because he has proven that he is as tough as nails for a small guy and has been really productive as a running back. But he is not a number one back, and he's not a bell cow by any stretch whatsoever. So signing Melvin Gordon, who is injury prone also, it's a smart move for them because they needed another back in there. And Melvin has also kind of proven that he's not a bell cow because he doesn't really even play complete seasons. And he isn't a dominant runner either by any stretch. So him sharing with somebody else makes a lot of sense. But what I love is that Lindsay now has a chip on his shoulders because he's an undersized guy, and all these undersized type players already possess that chip on their shoulders. But you bring in somebody now that he knows is making $8 million and he's making $750,000. And he's done more for that team the last 2 years. And this guy's done nothing for this team. It's a really interesting dynamic. And I say that because I want that kind of, you know, edge in the running backs room for the Dolphins. And right now you've got Jordan Howard that you know you can count on because he's a solid professional. Again, not a featured guy. Not because he can't be, because obviously he can be a number one guy for you and you can give him the ball, you know, 25 times. Now, you better have that kind of running game for him. He's not going to be much of a pass catcher, all that stuff. You'll be limited. But he's a horse enough as a body-wise that he could take that pounding, something that Melvin Gordon can't. But again, you don't really want to use him that way. That's not really what you want to do with Jordan Howard, because you would limit your running game that way. You want him as a complimentary guy. But here's the problem with the Dolphins. Kalen Ballage has not proven enough to be complimentary. Miles Gaskin has proven nothing whatsoever. Patrick Laird. I like him, but right now I like him as a change of pace, third down type back is kind of the way I look at him right now. Not really an every down guy. So that's why this draft is very interesting. Now, some people talk about 18, and I think Miami doesn't have to draft a running back at 5 or 18. I think they can focus on the D and offensive lines in that spot. At 26, that's the area where a J.K. Dobbins, a Jonathan Taylor, you know, DeAndre Swift, these kind of guys are going to go in that area. And I think some of them may, I think one of those guys is going to be there for Miami at 39. I really do. And let me tell you, whether it's Taylor or Swift, maybe even one of them drops to you at 56. But I don't believe that at 5 or 18 you have to take a running back. And at 56, you can get the Clyde Edwards-Helaire kid. You can get him at 56, maybe even at 70. Cam Akers, okay? There's a kid from FSU that could be a nice player, and you could get him at 70 in the draft. So there's going to be running backs, but it's really important for Miami to have that kind of, I don't know if I want to go with animosity, because I don't think that there's animosity yet between Lindsay and Melvin Gordon, but there is going to be a healthy amount of uncomfortable, okay? Because Lindsay is going to be a little uncomfortable that guy's getting paid $8 million and I'm getting paid $750 and I've been busting my ass for John Elway for 2 years. So I want that young guy that, okay, Howard and the young guy won't have a track record with Miami, but what I do want is I want J.K. Dobbins and Howard to be competing for playing time. I want Jonathan Taylor and Howard to be competing for playing time. I don't care. You want to take LaMichael Perine, which is a guy that I really like, also later on in the draft, third, fourth rounds. I got no problem with that. That's another guy that I like in this draft. Hell, Perine might even be a fourth rounder, actually, not even a third rounder. And I like him. But I want competition at that running back spot for the Dolphins. And that's something that I believe now the Broncos have achieved with those two guys. Even though I'm not the biggest Melvin Gordon fan, but I at least what they're trying to do makes a lot of sense to me. And if I'm Miami, I don't want to go into this season with those running backs. I don't. I don't want to trust Kalen Ballage anymore. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Kalen Ballage proves a lot of us wrong and I don't know, wakes up now and he kind of shows. Remember, his rookie year, he played all right, man. I really like what I saw his rookie year. And then last year, my Lord, it was like, okay, wait a minute. You just got lucky last year? Did you just, like, things went your way and you showed us something? And then this season, you've completely screwed everything up. And it was really weird with him, you know? And so that's why this is an interesting dynamic. And when I saw that story, and we'll have Mike Kliss to talk about it at 2 o'clock, but I loved it. I loved it. I said, okay, this is something that I want for our Miami Dolphins. I don't want one guy. I want a couple guys. I want a couple guys creating competition. I want a couple guys fighting for playing time. I want a couple guys telling the coach, hey, I can be your guy. Coach, give me the ball. I'll get it in the end zone. Coach, I'll get you the first down. That's what I want. I want DeAndre Swift in one ear, and I want Jordan Howard in the other ear. I want Jonathan Taylor in one ear. I want Jordan Howard in the other. I want LaMichael Perine in one ear, and I want Jordan Howard in the other. You know? That, to me, is going to be a lot of fun if we're able to get that. Because then all of a sudden, think about this. We get that, and all of a sudden, we got ourselves a nice 1-2 punch. Okay? And in this draft, the second, third, and fourth rounds is going to produce some running backs. And I don't need to tell any of you out there that. You all know you can find your running backs nowadays and you don't have to go in the first round. That's why even the number 26 pick, you might be able to hold off and get another position player there, and you can still get yourself one hell of a running back at 39. And some of the guys I talked about will be there at 39. I guarantee you. Most of these guys won't even be picked at 18. So that's why if you're Miami, you can kind of hold out that at 39, you probably will be able to get yourself a hell of a back. All right, 786-322-1105. That's 786-322-1105. Josh says Masvidal and Usman should be the headliner for the show. I want to see Masvidal baptize his butt. Okay, I'm with you. Masvidal is a bad man, dude. That is one dude I don't want to mess with. Let's see. Gordon fumbles at the one-yard line. I'm not a big Gordon guy, but I like what they're doing there as in the comp. You know what I mean? I'm just talking about the idea of having competition. That's what I want for our Dolphins. Josh says they should let go Gaskins and Ballage. They're both going to be a bust. I think Zach Moss is going to be another Ajayi, meaning he will have a good season, then his knee will give up. Okay. What's it called? I like Perine, bro. Instead of Zach Moss, get me Perine. Ballage, but let's see if Gaskins could be a change of pace back. What you don't do is you don't give up on anybody right now. You don't even give up on Charles Harris. Seriously. You bring them all back and you have a full training camp and then give them the opportunity to fail. Then when they fail, you let them go because you just never know. Some of you out there gave up on Gesicki after 1 year, and you look pretty stupid now. You know what I mean? You got to give them an opportunity to come back. Plus, it doesn't hurt you to have them on the roster. You need bodies for training camp anyway. Not a big deal. Let's not be in a rush to give up on Ballage. You'll cut him anyways when he doesn't make it. That's it. But bring him back. Who knows? Something might get in the guy, and all of a sudden he wakes up. You just never know. Hey, Devontae Parker, we were kind of done with him too, right? After 4 years already. And then look what happened. You never know.